Revolutionising Computing. Here at Atlas Building, you will learn about Harwell's contribution to the advancement of mathematics and computers, which helped scientists to better understand the output of the experimental research they were doing at the time. The way scientists and support staff arrived at mathematical calculations in 1948 was a combination of manual computation using brain power, logarithm tables, slide rules, and noisy, hand-cranked mechanical desktop calculating machines. Greater computing power was needed to simulate nuclear experiments and analyze data, which necessitated the creation of a dedicated electronics department at Harwell. Their task was to source and develop their own bespoke, groundbreaking computers. In 1952, Edward Ted Cook Yarbrough and the team from the National Physical Laboratory assembled the world's first all-transistorized computer, a prototype using 320 transistors named Cadet, Transistor Electronic Digital Automatic Computer. Used as random access memory, it was much smaller than others of its type, taking up less than half a laboratory in area, which seems huge now compared to the power of a mobile smartphone today. Cadet was the first electronic computer in regular use in the UK and was capable of handling more complex computations, running for 10 years until it was overtaken by new, more powerful computers. In 1961, Tom Kilburn at Manchester University and Ferranti Limited designed and built the Atlas One supercomputer. Only three of these computers were built, but one, known as the Chiltern Atlas, came here and was housed in the purpose-built Atlas Computer Laboratory. At the time, the Atlas One was the biggest, fastest, and most powerful programmable supercomputer in the world, used to perform simulations and analyze data for Rutherford's linear accelerator and AERE Harwell's reactors, as well as running programs for universities across the country. In 1984, the Atlas and Rutherford laboratories welcomed the Cray-1 XMP supercomputer, which was the most powerful supercomputer in the world at the time, later upgraded to Cray-2 YMP. In the 1990s, when the Cray computer was not in use, it was programmed to search for prime numbers, and in March 1992, it discovered a rare number, one that was not only the largest prime number ever known, containing a quarter of a million digits, but also the largest perfect number known, the 32nd perfect number. This beat the previous US record prime number discovered 7 years earlier.